And Dr. Zhou Li, Professor Kehuan Zhang from Chinese University of Hong Kong. Search engine optimization, or SEO technologies, are used to improve the visibility of a web page or some keywords in search engines. What head SEO technologies are encouraged by search engines, like to provide some sitemap file or put some descriptive keyword in title or metadata of a web page. However, black hat SEO tries to manipulate search engines to gain higher or quicker visibility in search result, such as include many keywords, keyword stuffing, link farming, forum spamming, or search engine cloaking, and etc. Traditional black hat SEO techniques are seriously punished by search engines. In this work, we study a new kind of black hat SEO service, Spider Pro. Although most of the service we found by now are in Chinese, but they impact all popular search engines, include Google and Bing, not only limited to China. How does it work? The Spider Pro can avoid punishment from search engines by the following tricks. First, it can bypass loop detection with countless websites powered by wildcard DNS. Second, it can defeat the search engine's plagiarism detection by ever-changing content, or which is generated dynamically. Third, free writing. It can abuse the reputed websites like Amazon or eBay without spamming or compromising. Fourth, it targets long-tail keywords or more specific or longer phrase with less competition. This is how we carry out our study. We firstly infiltrate a typical Spider Pro, and thus we get the feature. We know what's the tricks they used. Next, according to the features we get, we scan the internet over 30 million domains and get about 400,000 Spider Pro domains. Then we measured these SEO domains to analyze their distribution, their customers, and their impact on search engines. Finally, after we finished our paper, we deployed our detection method in Baidu, the leading search engine in China, and we get another 1 million SEO domains. Now, let's start from infiltration. This is the website we set up. We applied a new domain name for it. The content is almost empty, but we have to convince the SEOers that we really want to do some business. And we paid about $8 to a Spider Pro service, a service named Super Spider Pro, and submitted our URLs to promote. One week later, we can see how many times the crawlers had visited our website through the Spider Pro. It's about 15,000 visits by SE search engine crawlers. And we verified from both Baidu and Google that our website was really indexed by both Google and Baidu. Also, we found that many other websites had included the URLs we promoted. We can see the subdomain names of this website who have our URLs, then the host part looked weird. They look like a random strings. So we tested their DNS and verified that these domains have wildcard DNS enabled. That is, if we query any subdomain of it, we can get the same IP address of the web server. Then we visit this website twice, and we get almost the same pages for two visits. Can you notice the difference? The only difference is titles. But if we check the source code, we found that all the HARP links inside the page are totally different. So to us human beings, the appearance is almost the same, but for the computer, for crawlers from search engines, the content changed completely. It's a new website, right? The other trick is free writing. We found many links pointing to eBay, Amazon, or other reputed websites with higher page ranks. For example, we search with Bing, we search hallucinogen, and the domain ebay.com. We can see, 296 results. Every item, every link has a QQ numbers to sell hallucinogen. So hallucinogen is so popular in eBay. What's wrong? What's wrong with eBay, or what's wrong with Bing? And we try Google hallucinogen and the domain Amazon.com. Even worse, we get about 550 results. Is Amazon spammed or compromised? We click one of the links. No, Amazon is not spammed, not compromised, right? This is the embedded search engine of Amazon. It says that your search did not match any product. But we can see the promoted terms, the long tail keywords are displayed in both title and the search result. So Amazon is not spammed, but it is used for free writing. eBay is not spammed either, but the embedded search engine was also abused to promote long tail keywords. Now we can draw a picture how SpiderPro works. Once a crawler or spider touches one of the websites controlled by a SpiderPro, it will be trapped in the labyrinth. The crawlers can follow the links from one domain to another in the control of the same SpiderPro. At the same time, the crawler is fed with those URLs and keywords promoted. And even if the spider goes back to the domains it visited before, it thinks that the website is new because the domain name and all the hyperlinks changed completely. As the Greek philosopher Heraclitus said, no spider can step into the same site twice. So for the crawlers, the only way to escape is to visit the customer's website or to visit the free writing link with promoted messages. Now, according to our infiltration, we got four tricks of the or features of its infrastructure. First, wildcard DNS. Second, ever-changing content. Third, free writing of reputable website. And long tail keywords. By now, we know how SpiderPro works. Next, we want to detect all of them in the whole internet. With the features we get from its infrastructure, we designed a scanner to probe the internet to find other SpiderPros. First, we collected about 13 million domains and 22 TLDs or SLDs. This is how we collect the domains. 20 of them is from Zoom files we download from the internet, and the others are from passive DNS of Farsight. Then we query their DNS servers to verify if they have enabled wildcard DNS. This step, we got about 2 million domains. For those domains with wildcard DNS enabled, we access their website twice and compare the similarity of the hyperlinks. Finally, we got about 400,000 domains used by SpiderPro. Because we have no ground truth, so we have to verify them manually, but it's impossible for us to verify most of this. So we sampled 1,000 and verified manually. The false positive is about 0.8%. Most of the false positive comes from some websites who have a lot of ads. Those websites change the links every time, every visit. Here is the top 10 TLDs and of the SpiderPro domains. China.cn is the number one. It's not a surprise because most of the services are in China. But for percentage, the number one is PW. PW is the country code top level domain for the country Republic of Palau, more than 17%. It was reported by Semantic that PW was extensively abused for email spamming. So it's not a surprise that they now are favored by SEOs. By looking up Whois database, we saw the registration of these SEO domains increased very fast in the last year. Also by Whois database, we get the top 10 registrars of these SEO domains. The top 10 account for 81% of all SEO domains. Most of them, the registrars are in China. However, China has a strict policy on domain registration, but the domains are still extensively abused. So we think there must be some policy holes in practice. Also by WHIS database, we know that the top 10 registrants or the top 10 people controls more than half of the SEO domains. So we think that this business, the SEO business, is very centralized. From the email address, we guess that most of them are Chinese. Where are the web servers hosted? We find most of them are hosted in the United States. So the SEOers buy domain names in China, but host the servers in America. Why? I think beside price considerations, the policy is another concern. In China, there's an even stricter policy for web than DNS. You must get ICP license, content provider license, from the government to set up a website. If you set up a web server in the cloud without a license, the port 80 or HTTP is blocked. So the SEOers have to set up their web servers outside China. With simple 21 byte pools for detailed analysis and monitor them for a month, then we filtered 15,000 SEO domains, more than 1,000 customer domains, and 7 million promoted URLs. According to a free online service, we classify the customer website into 7 categories. We can see more than half of the customers are illegal at least in China. So from the message they promoted, we can get the QQ numbers to connect them. I think this information must be very useful for police to attack the cyber crimes. How are search engines impacted? We selected about 40 long tail keywords from the customer messages they promoted and compare the search result from both Google and Baidu. We saw that the SEO domains appear in the first page, so both of them are impacted seriously. For example, we search how much to pay a prostitute in Shenzhen in Google and Baidu. We saw that in the first page, 100% of the links is from SEO domains. This is the top 20 reputable websites abused by the spider pools and their URL patterns. The famous ones including Amazon, eBay in America, QQ.com, and Sina.com in China. Okay, finally, after we finished our paper, we deployed our detect method in Baidu, collaborated with colleagues from Baidu, of course. Baidu gave us the URLs they indexed every day. And we extract the domain names and check if they have the same features with the spider pools and with the previous detection method. we get about 300,000 SEO domains. With this domain, we crawl the website of them actively and get about 1 million SEO domains in total. This is the numbers of new spider pools domains detected in Baidu every day. You can see in the last week, the number decreased. Maybe, I'm not sure, maybe we have found most of the SEO domains deployed by now. I hope so. Okay, in summary, we infiltrated a new type of a Blackhat SEO service and get the features of its infrastructure. Then we designed our detection systems and deployed it successfully in Baidu. By now, we get about 1.4 million of such SEO domains. We expect search engines be aware of this new threat and purify the search result. And together with those reputed websites like Amazon, eBay, who are abused for free riding. We also inject, I think, it's useful information for law enforcement. For example, the QQ numbers of who sell hallucinogen. Yeah. If anyone here wants some hallucinogen, you can contact me. This is my email address. That's all my talk. Thank you very much.
Time for questions.
So next talk. For the websites who are abused by free riding attacks, such as eBay, what kind of defense can they deploy to defend against the free riding?
That's a good question. Now, for the SEOs, it's very easy to put a static link, and the crawler will follow the link to Amazon or eBay. If they change the access method, maybe from get to post, it's harder to make such static URLs and put them on the website.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you discovered this new black SEO. I mean, is there any action taken from these guys? Are they aware of your research?
Sorry?
So for these new, the spider pool, right, group, so are they aware of your detection and research, and did they take any action so they can avoid being detected by your...
You mean Baidu take
no,
some...
No, so the these new black spider pool.
Ah.
Those who use these new strategies, right? So are they aware of your research, first of all?
I don't know by now, but...
Do you think they are taking some action? So you notice there's some reduction of
right.
The threat, right? Is that because they are taking some new strategies or to avoid your detection?
Yes, I think if they know our detect method, they can change their strategy, because we use two methods. One is wildcard DNS, the other is ever-changing content detection. If they disable their DNS wildcard, and maybe our detection will fail, but they must pay a lot of money for more domains, right? And if they don't change their content so frequently, we cannot detect them. But also, the search engine will not visit them so frequently. So if they give up these two methods, we won, right?
Yeah, good. Yeah. More questions?
Krista Wilson, Northeastern. So I'm curious of how difficult it would be to actually detect this. So if I was Google, I would construct the web graph, and it seems like these sites would form a large, dense component. Right, there's many nodes, but they all link to each other, and there's few edges going in and out of this component. So I could do some community detection, and this should just pop out as something very suspicious. It's not sort of integrated with the rest of the graph. Is that intuition correct, or are these sites actually well enough integrated with the rest of the web graph that you couldn't find this sort of obviously?
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
Yeah, so I'm curious if Google could detect these sites, the spider trap.
Uh-huh.
So if you think about the web as a graph, right? Mm-hmm. Every one of these domains is a node. They all point to each other.
Yeah.
So they form a dense component.
Right.
But there's very few edges from them to the rest of the web. So it seems like community detection should find them pretty easily.
Yes, you're right. But according to our measurement, one spider pro have a lot of domain names, and they distribute in many ES. So it consumes a lot of time to get all of them for the search engines. Yes, you're right. If you have enough resource, enough time, you can detect that. And we, according to our measurement, all the nodes, websites, connect to each other. They construct a mesh. So if you can do that, yes, you can get all of them out.
Thank you.
Wonderful research. I just want to comment to Professor Goop that if you search in Google spider pool, I just went to translate and translate it, the number one hit is from December 2015. It's a forum posting, and I auto-translate it, and it's complaining, Baidu has killed the spider pool. We're very angry. And it is equal to the white hair, and you need to send a hammer. I guess this is some kind of... Send a hammer is some kind of net speak in Chinese, which doesn't translate very well. So your research has been effective. And they also explain in that posting why they choose US servers, because you need a lot of bandwidth and you need a lot of power. So they say hosting in the US is very cheap in Amazon, so you better do that. And also in-cloud traffic is free, so you don't pay for all this traffic that the spider is causing. But what I also noticed is that there are 400,000 search results in Google for a spider pool. So I wonder why. Are they doing SEO on the word spider pool in your understanding?
Sorry.
Promotion, right? So are they doing some promotion so they are getting popular, maybe more popular?
Do you mean...
The spider pool, these guys themselves, how do they get people to know about their service, right?
Yes.
They are doing...
They promote themselves by... Also spider pool. Yeah.
It's a meta spider pool.
Yes, yes. We do see some phenomenon also in Baidu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah.
Let's thank the speaker one more time.
Thank you.